Hey, you're listening to a side quest of video games podcast for people too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert.
And I'm Jan Huang.
Jan, how is your video game week? How was your week in video games?
My week in video game was extremely limited, but I made the most of it as, when I got a chance to play.
Tell me about it. What happened? What games did you play? Mm-hmm. What games are you going to play? And didn't you have any blockers?
Okay, well, let's start out with what I played. I played some more Splatoon, and y'all been hearing me telling y'all I've been playing Splatoon for some time now. But I feel like it's such an underrated game for adults. Now, whenever you see the cartooniness and the mechanics, you're over here like painting the ground and trying to win games. It does feel kind of childish, but at the same time, there's actually a really good competitive mechanics in ranked play. Like, there are snipers, there are let's say DPS for attack. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Once you get into it, you can have a really good time. This past weekend they had this event called Splatfest.
What's Splatfest? Because I mean, is that different than the normal ranked shooter?
Yeah, so it's almost like how in Overwatch they have like anniversaries and like Halloween events and holiday events. So Splatfest is similar to that. It happens maybe once a month, and it has like topics like who would win between ice cream or cake, and then you get to pick a side. So you get like, I'm gonna be on team ice cream. Yeah, or I'm gonna always be on team. Yeah. So it's just a fun thing to do on this past experience happened on a Saturday. The entire theme of the game changed to a nightlife, and it was almost like a party like all day long. And so this week's theme or this month's theme is kind of sponsored. So it's going up against the theme is who is the best Ninja Turtle. So it's a tournament style right now. This past weekend was Raphael versus Leonardo. Right, so if you had to pick between,
Leonardo,
you would have like, okay, so Leonardo, team Leonardo was the winning team. They had the most they had the least players, but they won the most games, and that's where you
come in. You go into a tournament where you play on that team.
Yeah, you play in this team, you go up against team Leonardo, which I picked. And they come up with the math to like come up with the results of who won. And of course, so it's based upon soul queuing, team queuing, and most popular. And so it comes out with those three, and it comes out with some math, and it tells you who won. And of course, it's Team Raphael. So with that said, the perk for the players is that you get some seashells to like redeem and upgrade your gear, and it's like really valuable like seashells.
Legendary loot here. Yeah, for Splatfest. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can like modify your gear or upgrade your gear, and if you play Splatoon, you can buy like you can buy shirts, hats, and shoes, and those are your modifiers. So you can have like more ink, or you respawn faster, things like that. So that's what makes it so valuable. And since this is a unique Splatfest where, there's more than just two Ninja Turtles. So next Saturday or this upcoming Saturday will be Donatello versus Michelangelo.
Donatello.
It's okay. All right. I was leaning towards Donatello as well, but I have a feeling that Michelangelo is going to be, he's going to win that one.
Okay. So you got to strategically pick who you think will win / have the most people and therefore the most like possibility of winning, right?
So you can win like the team that you level up like five tiers. And to max out, it doesn't take very long. You could play for like three. You could probably get to the top tier in like 3 hours. And I think what makes it really cool is that whoever wins between, you know, the selected item, you get an extra boost of seashells.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm so that's right. what I was doing.
Was it worth it? Was it good? It was fun.
Yeah, it was worth it. I didn't, so since my selection didn't win the thing, I only got the basic 16 out of 24. But I'm okay with that because that was my first Splatfest, and I think it's an interesting way for Nintendo to like, or yeah, for like Splatoon to make some extra money by like delivering these branded content. Because over at, because over in Japan, like Splatoon is like blowing up, right? It's like
really?
One of the top three games right now, like below like Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey. And so there's like a really good like culture over there, and they recently did a thing, a promo with Nike. You know, like they did like they just did a promotional like just let's just say black shoes or white shoes or something like that, and and it had pretty good success. So you know, like I haven't dropped a dime in Splatoon since I bought it, and they've been coming out with new content, so I'm okay with this model for the time being.
Yeah, it's really wild to me that, you know, for $60 a game is kind of expected to work forever online with millions of people or thousands of people, you know. That seems like economically impossible, but with these branded content things, that might work maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, and so and that got me thinking while I was playing, like so we play Overwatch and we win loot boxes and we get a bunch of neat stuff, whether it's skin or sprays. I don't know if sprays are neat, but regardless, you're getting something, right? While I was playing, I was like, man, I spent a Saturday playing this game, and you know, you only get 52 Saturdays a year, so you gotta use them wisely. And then I was like, what happens when these servers shut down? Do I get sad or do I like? So in my experience, like Marvel Heroes, you remember that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel Heroes was a game that I pumped a lot of money into, and when I say a lot of money, I'll say like I bought the heroes with in a way like a Kickstarter thing where they're like, hey, if you put in this much money, you'll get all of our heroes and whatnot, and that was almost $175, right?
Yeah, but for like a comic fan,
yeah, like a huge
like in comic book worlds, that's not big bucks. That's normal bucks.
That's normal bucks. That's like 5 trade paperbacks.
For the price of 5 comics, you got to play every character in the game.
Yes, and it is great. And just like Overwatch and even Splatoon, you get. You know, you get gear. You pay money for a Spider Gwen, right? You get a Spider Gwen skin and her voice line, and you're just like, wow.
And it was kind of like a Diablo kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But you also play Diablo.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite genres is an action RPG where you just like kill things and get loot in game, and I thought this is a great marriage, right? And but then that dreaded day came. I actually stopped playing for a year. You know, I just stopped playing. I pumped in like 500-600 hours into the game, which is a pretty healthy amount. And then you know I get that dreaded email saying like, hey, Marvel Heroes is shutting down across platforms. Thank you. Goodbye. I know, just
like that, huh?
Yeah, and I'm just like, and so you go. I have the installer on Steam, and I'm just like, well, there it is, but I can't like open it up and check out all the cool stuff I unlocked or I won. It's just gone.
Mm-hmm. It's just ghosted.
Yeah. So
doesn't exist no more.
Yeah, and so we play Overwatch, and I'm just like, well, I mean, we can keep playing and buy loot. You know, loot crates and like try to like get some stuff, but one of these days Activision Blizzard's like, okay, we're done. But I'm hoping that it can live on somewhere. Like, like, give me a gallery. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap if it's a web page that you sign in to Blizzard or Battle.net, and then it just shows you all the stuff you used to have. I would be okay with that. But a thing like Marvel Heroes, I was just very disappointed that it just disappeared.
Yeah, that's really too bad. I mean, that's what's weird is, you know, or you think about like Facebook or something, you know, they sell Messenger stickers in their chat app, you know, like that's mm-hmm. a feature they have to support forever because somebody paid money for it. Mm-hmm. Or they get rid of it and make everybody mad, you know, like, what do you do? What is the, you know, I don't know the answer, but.
No, I do not know either, but I mean. Somebody put in some work in these things and they just go away. And that's
just go away.
I know. But
okay, nothing's permanent. Nothing's permanent.
Oh, it reminds me of like
well, that makes me think like I should not be going for the skins when I play a game. I should just purely be going for fun because it's just gonna disappear, right? Like it's that's depressing because I really just want it for the fun the stuff. No.
Okay, real quick, so I can hurry up, and so because I want to hear about your games. I'm still playing Overwatch. Season 10 started, doing placements, and it's not going so well right now. So I know. I'm trying out new heroes. I decided that I'm going to not use. I'm a D.Va main, so I decided that I'm going to be a little bit more flexible. Maybe do a little bit more healing. Play a little bit more Reaper, Mercy, and Zarya. I mean, I have a newfound love for the Zarya tank. So I've been playing as her, and of course I finished my placements the other night, and I'm a silver player.
Oops.
I know. I guess I don't know. Either I really am a silver player, or or something's just not computing correctly on the servers. But
Well, you did. Midway through the season, reset up your whole entire mouse and like DPI and mouse settings, right? So
so that has helped. It turns out I had my look too fast, which made me not a very good sniper, or even trying to track down, you know, your opponent. I'm doing horrible. So I've felt some new improvement. I got a new mouse. And I think this season is going to be a nice work in progress to get in sync with my peripherals. So I'm going to look at it from the bright side somehow.
All right. Optimism. Good. Yeah, I'm just doing my placements. This is not to get into me, you know, my whole deal, but I'm still like just a little bit into it. But man, it's I'm just like, I don't know if I can't. I may have a dead man's switch on me. If I'm like a silver shield, which is like level 600 or something, and I'm not platinum, I think I'm done, Jan. I don't know. I might have to find a new game. If I'm not platinum by a level 600, I might be done.
Sorry. Okay.
That's my rule to myself. So we'll see if I stick to it. But I just... So we'll see how this goes. Okay. I'm very close, I think, but
you have a death clock. We're trying.
I have a death clock, and it's about 140 levels away.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so we're gonna have to try hard because I enjoy having you on Overwatch. Don't leave me with the kids.
The poor babies. The babies. What will they do?
No. Okay, so all right. Anyway, so no new games. I just had a really busy week. That was my biggest impediment is just I just had a really busy week, whether it was like work. or house chores, mowing the yard. The yard needs to be mowed. We had a big storm the other day. I need to pick up brushes. So I'm just oh my gosh. So there will be no review for Darkest Dungeon or It Lurks Below. That's gonna be hopefully next week. Hopefully I'll have something.
I had a little bit of house stuff for my old house that I'm selling, and so that's all going good. Like, it went up for sale and stuff like that, so we should be done with that. But yeah, man, I spent hours in traffic too. You know, just waste. That's time wasted. It's wasted time. But,
oh my gosh, traffic!
All the chores, all that stuff, it adds up.
Yeah, you know, no spoilers for Infinity War, but when I was in traffic the other day, I was kind of like, you know, maybe Thanos was on to something.
Maybe yeah. He had some insight. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So I can go. I didn't really play much. Again, this is like a podcast for people too busy to play video games. But I played more Labo. I got the Labo out and played it with my son Otis. We built that remote control car bug thing. That was pretty cool. There was like a little motorcycle that you could get, and it would like you build like a motorcycle and you put a Joy-Con in the motorcycle, not the big like handlebar setup. It's just like a little one toy you hold in your hands. Mm-hmm. And then you use that to create levels. Like you lift the motorcycle up and down and it'll make a ramp and stuff like that. I tried that and we did that, but man, it was not good. We couldn't figure it out. Like we couldn't play the level after we made it, you know, and I'm sure maybe you could eventually, but it felt, I don't know, I had a bad feeling, you know, like, you know, when you're just like, this doesn't work that good. And then anyway, and working with like a 4-year-old on it, it's also a little difficult to explain why it wasn't working so good, because it's just kind of the software just let us do whatever we want and then we can't really control it. So anyway, that was a little difficult. Yeah. Well, it was just difficult, you know? Mm-hmm. But then we built the piano this weekend, and the piano, let me tell you, is awesome. Oh. So, and the kids are loving it. We get it out and they just hammer away and it makes different voices, and you put these little keys in there and it'll like change to like an opera voice or a cat voice or like, there's like one more and it's just like yelling or something like that. I forget. But yeah, I think the kids really like it. You know, it's cool to see my 2-year-old daughter kind of light up when she's like playing the keys, you know, like that's a really cool thing to see in a kid, is like when they hit something and something else makes a noise and they like connect that it's connected. That was kind of cool. I have a good video. Maybe I'll put it online. I don't know how or my wife or my family feel about that. But anyway, pretty good video of them like playing some songs or just hammering away and then yelling at each other. So yeah, so that was good. I like the piano.
So let me ask you something about the piano. Like, is there on the software, is there anything that shows you how to play a song? Like, does it do like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with a bunch of cats meowing or anything like that?
Yeah, there's like a play button and you can like watch it play, and then you'd have to like memorize it, you know, but there's there's no like playbook or anything that I've seen yet. But yeah, you could in theory kind of play a, like watch it play a song or try to play along with it, you know, like that.
Okay.
So I think, you know, again, I think it's at this stage, I think the Labo is sort of still proof of concept, you know, but I think it's pretty close to, you know, if somebody comes out with just a piano teaching game and, you know, instead of a 10 key piano, it's like a 20 key piano or something like that, you could really make some cool stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
like, or, what would be another, like, trying to think what, I mean, there's that Verge thing with the guitar. That was pretty cool. But I'm trying to, yeah, I don't know what like a good instrument or whatever would be, but I think there's like cool things that can be made. And I'd like to, I don't know. I hope it keeps becoming a thing, because it's really fun to build the stuff. You know, you have the stuff, it may be a little kludgy, you know, just because it's like made of cardboard, but it's fun and the kids can smash it and that's great. You know, I could get a toy piano for $30 or something at the toy store, and and it would have the same effect more or less, you know, but like, but you know, we didn't build it. We didn't like take it apart, you know, stuff like that. So like, we didn't kind of see how it works and stuff like that. So I think this is a good, I don't know, piece of equipment, you know, and even better than like the plastic stuff from the Wii era. So, and you know, if it goes away, it goes away. I think we've got our fun out of it, you know? So,
yeah. And I mean, you mentioned the guitar, the guitar, game, and I think there was a recent, I just saw a third party make a toy guitar. So I don't know. Maybe it's not all up to Nintendo to continue to make stuff for the label. Maybe some other people or will come up with some cool ideas to do some stuff with it.
Yeah, and I was trying to come up with like ideas, like what could I make? Because I know how to program a little bit. I could do that. You know, I was trying to think of stuff. I didn't really come up with anything, but you know, maybe there's something. There's got to be something. So
yeah.
Anyway, did that. That was kind of my main big game. I didn't play any Cave Story anymore of that. I need to do it. Want to play it, but just I was doing the Overwatch season 10 placements, and then I picked up a new book. That's all right. It's like Pop Science. So there you go. Okay. And then so Otis wanted to play Rec Room VR. He wanted to play like with the VR headset. He's been asking about it for about a month now. And so I finally was like, sure. And like plugged it in. And of course it has to update. And of course I don't have the game downloaded. So I have to install Steam and then I have to download Steam, you know, and I'll do all that. And it took forever, dude. And we both of us were just, we like lost patience and just couldn't wait for stuff to install. I mean, isn't that funny? It's like we have video games at our fingertips. We summon them from the cloud, but then like, the minute you're in an update, you're just like, ugh, all right, puh, I'm out of here. I'm going to go watch a movie on Netflix. So we're spoiled.
People we just don't have time. We're just impatient. Now. We live in a time, like we live in a moment where like, I want this now. Like I actually had the same thing with Hearthstone the other day. I was like, well, I'm going to play some Hearthstone on my iPad. And then there was an update and it was like a 1.2 gigabyte update and it was going like molasses, and I was like, okay, never mind. I guess I'm not playing Hearthstone.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I mean, to be fair, my son's 4.5.
Oh,
the attention span isn't that great, but this was even very long. It was just like stalled out in an update, and I just was like, oh boy.
Well, it'll last you again another 6 months. Hopefully, you'll just, like, hopefully, you'll be done updating.
Yeah, as long as my computer doesn't reset, we can play it next month. So, there we go.
Yeah.
So, and as far as blockers, I am actually leaving town. So, I have a conference out in Seattle, Washington. So, home of Nintendo. So, Reggie, Phil's and me, if you're listening, hit me up. Nice. I'll be there. But yeah, so hopefully I'll get some games in. I'll probably take Cave Story and just hammer on that. Trying to see if there's any other game. Like I said, there's a lot coming for the Switch, you know, but I don't think like the games I want to play are quite on there yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of frustrated by that. Like I'm in a, like almost like pregnant feeling. You're just like, hey, I know you're here. What? Or I know the games I like are here. Why can't I play them? Or I know they're coming soon to the Switch, but why can I not play them? So,
yeah, I'm still waiting for Hollow Knight to appear on the Nintendo Switch. As soon as that thing pops, like as soon as it's released, I'm like, all right, I'm on this. You know, but
yeah, yeah. Oh wait, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out like what's coming. I don't see the like. I'm on the win. Oh, Nindies. Mm-hmm. Go to Nindies. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like the off the top of my head is Hyper Light Drifter,
mm-hmm.
Hollow Knight, and like I don't know. Like I've been wanting to play Golf Story. But I just all recently right. heard that there's a physical release coming out soon. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I love collecting the physical release of games. So I'm just going to go ahead and wait for that to release. And hopefully they'll come out like later this summer.
You know what I really wish you could do? With games like Cave Story, which I know are kind of small, you know, probably no more than 5 megs or something or 5 gigs. Like, I wish I could save it to my device. So I don't need the cart
mm-hmm.
like with me or like... Or the Labo is another good one. It's, and I'm sure that's a big one, but like, it sucks to have to pull the cart out to put another cart in just to do the Labo. And I think that's the same like problem the Wii had, you know, like taking out, oh, okay. I have to take out Wii Sports to put in Wii Fit. Okay. You know, like yeah. when it be like on demand is cooler, but then they kind of, you know, they don't force the like, like you never really install it. Like Xbox, you could, I think you can play any game without the game like in it. Like it'll install the game as long as it has space, if I'm not mistaken. So
I don't know. I was like, you know, that what you mentioned is like, I kind of wish that the Amiibo is a game that lets your Switch know, like, hey, I own this game. Like, you scan it. But of course, like anything is hackable, and of course, that leads to, you know, piracy and all that. So I guess Nintendo is just like, okay, we're still gonna do this the old fashioned way. For like the same system we had 30 years ago is viable today.
So. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You put it in, and that's how you play the game. Like, I don't know. I wish I could, you know, maybe I can only do it with three games or something, some kind of limit, you know, like I would be fine with that if I could just put a game on my system so I don't have to fetch the cartridge every time, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's how gaming, right? Like, you're kind of always cycling through like three games or something like that. Maybe that's not true at all, but. I don't know. I just feel like that's how it kind of is. So, yeah,
but I'm sure there's somebody out there to get a scream at us and say, like, just download it digitally. And
we're well, just yeah, like, I have some digitally, but it's just not all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. anyway, I'm looking at some games. I don't know. I it would be cool to pick up a game that's maybe a little less, you know, I don't know how long Cave Story is, but maybe that's a little less, you know, less of a buy-in, like, you know, play a game on an airplane level. Oxenfree comes to mind, like that was a game I wanted to play, and I know that's on there, but, you know, it's tough.
Well, Golf Story has a lot of great reviews and a lot of, and won some awards, so maybe that's something that you should consider.
What's it do? What is it? Like
Golf Story, you're basically running around, you know, you're not even, you're, the mechanics of golf is there, like you get your ball and you swing and you go, but there's a story involved. It's almost like it's almost like an RPG world. You're in a world and you hit the ball and you basically walk around to retrieve your ball, and then you run into like farmers and
that sounds like not what I want to play.
You know, I tell you what, I'll play it when the physical version comes out. I'll play it, and if I think it's worthy of your time, I'll let you borrow it.
All right, perfect. All right. Yeah, because I don't want to, I don't know, a golf game plus like a JRPG I have to suffer through. I'm not sure that's what I want to do.
I don't know. I think you're not good for the golf mechanics, but who knows? I mean,
well, I appreciate that mashup, but I also don't want to suffer through it. So
okay, all right. You want to, you know what? You only have so much time to play games. You want to make sure it's worth it. So I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, like, so there's also like Owlboy and Flint Hook and those kind of games.
Yes,
like,
those too.
Those look good. Cluster Truck, which I did play on the Xbox. I own it on the Xbox. I really liked it, so maybe that'd be another game to get, because it's just such a fun platformer. It's like you jump here, jump left, you know, a little bit of reaction, a little jumping, reaction. So I like that. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Twitter, send me your ideas. Thank you. That's how you can reach out to us at @aside_quest on Twitter and give us your game ideas. Tell Dave what he should play this week on his Nintendo Switch as he goes on a business trip. And I think we should wrap it up, huh? We're getting to the 30-minute mark. So thank you for downloading this. Be sure to start favorite up. That's how people find out about the show. Let us know what you're playing over on Twitter at @aside_quest. We'd love to know. And Jan, you got anything else you'd like to say?
No, we're good.
All right. Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Good luck. Have fun.